Pete Chwaba.
Todd Alba joins us. Hey, Todd.
We're here in front of the Bonham Theater to talk entertainment. Todd forgot his battery pack. We are running off of Todd's truck engine.
I don't want to rub salt in the wound, but if your travel budget got cut, I'm just wondering if it coincided. All of a sudden, I got like a 10 grand a week per diem. I don't know if that is related.
Nightlight with Pete Chwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
You can go to versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversations in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversations. Sign up today at WGBW.FM/newsletter.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Well, social media, I'm envious. I've been on Twitter for 12 years, and I don't want to brag, but I have over 300 followers,
ooh.
Taylor. I could probably take a lesson from you. You've got tons of followers over various platforms. Do they all follow you because of the goth persona or because of the content you create or a mixture of both?
So it's a mixture of a lot of things. Much like how I just said, I have a lot of jobs outside of content creation. Even my content creation has a lot of different facets. Obviously, I kind of blew up with the paranormal stuff, which I know we'll talk about later. But the paranormal Wisconsin stuff was a big deal. I think the overall goth aesthetic was like very exciting to people from rural Wisconsin because this isn't really a popular look in this area or a lot of rural communities. And then two, I talk about Wisconsin culture and people find that really fascinating. And I'm really involved in a lot of different music subcultures. So I really am like a smorgasbord of content.
Do you sleep?
No, not much.
That adds to the mystique, the goth girl. Our favorite goth girl who doesn't sleep and is always awake and doing these fun, cool things.
Just kind of a creature of the night. That's why bartending goes so well for me, too.
So I want to ask you, before we get into the scary stuff, I was just kind of combing through your socials, and I saw you did a review, and I see you do this occasionally, which I think is great. The Quick Trip Blueberry Potato Chip. You did a review of that.
Yeah.
Thumbs up or down? Where did we land on that?
I didn't love it. So I don't know how much you skimmed into my content, but I've eaten some weird food. I'm like known for eating bugs at the state fair. I've like tried it all. The blueberry chips were just like really underwhelming. They weren't bad. I wouldn't get them again.
It's an odd combination.
Yeah.
I'd almost go baked potato before I'd go blueberry on a chip.
I love a sweet and salty combination. Yeah. Like, I don't know, like a maple bacon chip could probably be like really, really good. But
maple bacon, anything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I heard, who do we have in the show recently, Conrad, that said there was some kind of whiskey and cheese curd fest and they made a maple bacon bourbon?
Ooh.
And I'm like,
I don't know about that. That might be too much.
Too much goodness? Too much deliciousness?
Perhaps.
All right, so help those of us who kind of know what goth means, but also don't really have a lot of experience with it. What is the goth persona, if you would?
So I think for me, goth goes a lot into like the music that I listen to, the media I consume. Like I'm very into horror movies. I have a hard time watching them because I get really anxious, but I still love watching them when I can and stuff. And so going into music and, like I said, just the media you consume and then kind of the aesthetic as well. It's not the most important part of it, but it is a big piece of it for sure. So,
okay. And how did you come up with this this online or social media persona, your favorite goth consonite? It's a great combination of the words, but where did that come from?
So I've always been kind of an alternative person. Like even growing up, this has always just kind of been my aesthetic. Now it's just much more refined as I've gotten like older and stuff. But Goth Sconson came from during the pandemic. I was laid off from my bartending job for like a month and I was just bored and didn't really know what to do with my time. So I started making TikToks and I noticed really quick that people really liked that I was like an alternative person from Wisconsin. So I was like, I can feel that I got the ball rolling. How do I get this to be something I'm interested in? And that's what turned into me talking about paranormal Wisconsin stuff. Yeah. And then it just spiraled out of control in the best way.
Oh,
so
that's so cool. Well, let's jump into the paranormal. Is Wisconsin a paranormal state by reputation, do you think, more so than other states? Do we have more creepy stuff here?
Okay, so I have like gone out of my way to make a case for, I think Wisconsin should be considered one of like top three most haunted states in the country.
No kidding.
And I have story after story to back it up. Obviously, if you believe in it or not, it's, you know, up to you. I respect skepticism.
But the stories are fun. Yeah, I'm a skeptic, but I love the stories.
I'm even more skeptical than I think a lot of people would like to believe. Like, I'm honestly more on the skeptic side than anything, but I just think they're fun and fascinating.
Yeah, totally.
And Wisconsin has so many, like, nutty stories. A lot of times you hear cases about, like, oh, a woman was haunting the halls in a white dress, like very cliche stuff.
Right.
Wisconsin has very specific, just very unique stories that I love consuming, and I don't think people realize how many there are.
Do you have a good one for us? I know that you've told one before, the portal. Wisconsin has a portal to hell.
Yeah.
Which scared the living daylight. Just hearing that, I was like, I hope I haven't been there accidentally or, you know,
whatever. No, I think you would know.
Okay. Tell us that one.
So the Mirabel Cave system that is like kind of right outside of Manitowoc, there used to be this very grand hotel there. And now it's sort of decayed. It's in ruin. Like you can't visit. It's private property. I should disclose that.
But it's still there?
It's still there.
Oh, wow.
Goth Sconson does not endorse going onto the property. I've heard you can get in a bit of trouble for it. But there is this big, from what I can tell from pictures, there's this large well in front of this supposed haunted hotel. And the well itself is an alleged portal to hell where demons can come in and out of. So.
Okay. That's checking a lot of boxes. Old, deserted, well, demon, like, are they supposed to take people to hell or do they just come and go? And what do they do when they're here?
I think
are they consumers?
Yeah. I don't know if they're looking for like cheese curds or like
big
Brewski,
savings,
but yeah.
Kohl's cash. I don't know. Like,
yeah, I've just heard a lot of like paranormal activity happens on the property because of it. So I'm assuming it's just, you know, if you're a believer in that, it's things coming in and out of our world through that alleged portal. I think it's a lot of, if I recall correctly, like the hotel itself is a lot of mysterious lights, mysterious noises, like kind of the typical stuff, mm-hmm. you know.
Have you been there?
I have not been to that one. No, that's still on my bucket list. But like I said, you can't walk on the property. So
yeah, not that Goth Conson would condone this on any level, but let's say Conrad and I fired up the jalopy and headed down there. Can you get on the property?
You can, but so can the owner, and apparently he'll like come after you.
Oh, really?
So that's its own scary story. I don't know.
Like,
that's
Hell's
what
gatekeeper. Is that?
I guess he just doesn't want people running around. Like I said, I've covered this in a video before, and a lot of comments were like, "Watch out, because the owner will like make a fuss about it." Wow. So
do you know people that have been there?
No. But there is, I mean, kind of shifting to a little different story, but just kind of up the road. I don't know if you've heard of St. Nazian's.
I mean, the town, or I see the signs when I go back and forth.
Yeah, so they have like a really haunted school there. Okay. And apparently the whole town is cursed. It's one of Wisconsin's like multiple cursed towns.
Really?
But there's like a very notable haunted school there, and I have I'm going to say an undisclosed family member that used to go there in his teenage years and search around. And he has spooky stories from there. And
he went into the school?
Yeah.
Oh, schools at night are empty schools.
Yeah, empty abandoned school in middle of nowhere, rural Wisconsin.
Right.
He's also one of the biggest skeptics I know. And he claims to have heard like demonic voices when he was there. So
what would you, I mean, just sake of argument, what do you think a demonic voice sounds like? Do they talk? Is it speaking in tongues or like?
I think that could be part of it. I think there's like a couple different ones. When I think of like the stereotypical one, I think of like a low, almost
like something like a lot of Ghostbusters or those gargoyles.
Yeah,
or something.
Okay. Something like that. But then I think one of the scariest things I hear about in like paranormal research is like mimic voices. When you hear a familiar voice, like of a family member or a friend, and then you realize it's like not them. Like the demon is quote unquote mimicking. So,
oh my gosh. So what? Okay. All right. So we got Saint. How do you say that again?
Nazian's.
Every time I drive by, I play that game where I try to figure out how the town is pronounced.
Yeah, and it's got a weird spelling.
Well, I live in Marinette. Everybody pronounces it Marionette. So
oh,
I
sure.
Tell us about the Salem. Wisconsin.
Second Salem.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay. So this is the story that I feel like put me on the map with like my social media stuff.
You know what? Let's wait then. I don't want to interrupt you.
Sure.
If we're going to start this story, I want to hear it all the way through. Okay. Our favorite Goth Consonite. And when you first came on, I just said that because that's your intro. But now you are actually my favorite Goth Consonite.
Oh,
so I'm not lying.
You.
This is all above board. It is great to have Taylor Nicole here telling spooky stories on our last Freaky Friday of the season. We will be right back with more scary stuff. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I was cruising with my favorite gang.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump was in the great state of Michigan, my birth state, and he insulted Detroit.
Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president.
You're in Detroit, man! I would tell you, sir, we would only be so lucky if we had the mentality of people trying to do better for their cities, for small businesses moving in. There's a renaissance going on in the city of Detroit.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to another Freaky Friday on Nightlet with Pete Schwab.
All right. Welcome back. It's a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here in just a few minutes talking about bringing us new music, as she does. She's introduced us to a lot of great bands. She will be here at 7:35, and we'll talk to Terry like we do every Friday. Right now, we have a few more minutes with our favorite goth consonite, Taylor Nicole, is here, and she has quite a following on social media. I'm truly envious. Can I buy some of your followers? How does that work? Rent them out?
There was a point where I was like, maybe I can just sell this account. Like, I was getting kind of tired of it. And I was like, I wonder how much someone would pay for this, like, account. Because now I feel like social media, like, large social media accounts are, like, property. Like, yeah. You know, it's like selling real estate. It's crazy.
Absolutely. It's always, and I still have an area code for my cell phone that is not Wisconsin. And people are like, why don't you change? I'm like, it's like a social security number now. Yeah. I'm never getting rid of my cell phone number because that's how people from the past can get a hold of you or find you. It's kind of valuable in a weird way.
No,
right?
It totally is.
All right. So we were talking about Second Salem.
Yes.
And that's here in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Please lay it on us.
Well, so this is like Whitewater, Wisconsin. The town of Whitewater, Wisconsin is known as the Second Salem. And shout out to, speaking of bartending, like we were talking about earlier, there's a brewery there called Second Salem that kind of leans into the culture. Oh, wow. But Whitewater, Wisconsin is known as the Second Salem of the United States because of its Wicca and like occult culture and history.
No kidding.
There was a school of spirit. I think America's first ever school of spiritualism started there. It was called the Morris Pratt Institute. It still runs out of Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, but they would hold like seances there and study spiritualism and ghosts and all that. And there's apparently a lot of haunted dorms, a lot of haunted water towers and other buildings. Spooky place.
What do you think about that, Conrad?
I don't know.
He gets scared more than he's like a total fraidy cat.
I am.
He's shaking in his boots over there.
He went out and bought boots just so he could shake in them. Have you heard anything about like stuff that has happened there, or do you know someone with a story about Second Salem?
The short answer is yes, because when you cover stuff like this, like I do so often, like I am such a consumer now of like, people will come up to me on the street and be like, I have to tell you about this that happened. I do on like a very personal level. I do have my childhood best friend went to UW-Whitewater, the university there. Sure. And they had an incident where they watched items in their apartment like move across the table and not just like would, you know, fall over like a breeze. Like things would shift across tables and stuff. And they can also, they love paranormal stuff as well, but they can also be a skeptic. And that was one of those things where they called and they were like, I have no explanation for this. So
where do you stand on this stuff? Are you a skeptic? Are you a believer, or do you want to believe, but you need proof? Where are you on that scale?
So I've had my proof many times. Yeah. I've had a lot of experiences, like very unexplainable experiences happen to me since I was a child, and that kind of still continue to happen to me. But I do lean on the side of skepticism because I want to build a reputable career in the paranormal community, which is already a bit challenging because there's no science behind it. So right. I don't want to be a dramatic diva about things and freak out at every little bump and creak in the night. But
So in regard to your experiences, is that kind of what they've been, bumps and creaks in the night? Or is there something, we have about maybe, what, Conrad, 3 minutes left?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, growing up, I grew up in a house that was built by my, like, ancestors in the late 1800s. And if we're doing, like, a speed around, I've seen...
Sorry.
No, it's all good. I totally understand. When I was like 10, I saw the ghost of my great aunt in there. I found out actually now 2 years ago that my cousin who also used to live in that house used to see the same ghostly apparition. And now as of very recent, you can check out my TikTok for more information on this. I think I have a ghost cat following me around.
Ghost cat?
Yes. Now.
That sounds kind of cute actually.
It's not the worst ghost I've encountered, because I've also encountered like poltergeist activity and like some other very just unexplainable stuff. But the ghost cat has been my favorite so far.
That's kind of cool. I hope you'll come back sometime, because I want to tell you what happened to me in Milwaukee at the comedy condo where they used to put the comedians up,
mm-hmm.
and see what you make of that. And just
I'd love to hear
it. Put it out there and see, and we can talk to you more about your experiences too. That's a first, ghost cat. I have not heard that.
First for me, too. I named it Fanny the Phantom Cat.
Oh, I love it. So I'm allergic to cats. Would I have issues, do you think, with this?
You tell me. She's probably here.
Oh, dear. Conrad, turn the lights on. So, all right, we have about a minute left. Where are we at here? Yeah, we got about 2 minutes left. So do you have a favorite scary movie? You said you get anxious when you watch them, which I think most of us do. Do you have something you could recommend to people?
Yeah, so, I mean, in that regard, Scream is one of my favorite scary movies, because it's so campy that, like, I could watch that any day of the week, and it doesn't like, freak me out too much. If we're talking about, like, real, like, I want to get scared, Sinister, the film Sinister from, I believe, 2011 or 2012 is so frightening, so spooky.
I have not seen
that one. One of my favorite recommendations.
Huh.
So
you're a fan, though, of the movies, typically.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen The Shining?
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to be up to date on the culture, but like I said, with my anxiety and stuff, sometimes I can't get scared. So I'll go on like Wikipedia and read the synopsis of like iconic scary movies just so I can like understand and know.
So, all right. So let's build a bridge here. I want to know where you're at. If you and I were standing outside that place, the portal to hell.
Yeah.
And we knew the guy wasn't there. What would you do? Would you say, come on, Pete, let's go check it out?
Well, yeah.
Wow. And then I'd have to go, because I'd feel completely, if I didn't, I'd feel.
So I am confirming that I would walk into the portal to hell, but I can't watch a scary movie on a regular Wednesday afternoon.
That's why I asked. And here's what I'll do. I'll stand guard while you do that, and I'll run for help if need be.
Perfect.
Which is
perfect.
Almost more brave. I mean, come on, let's be honest, Taylor.
I appreciate it.
This was fun. Thank you very much for being on the show. And please, next time you're in Green Bay, let us know. We'll tell some more of these stories. It doesn't just have to be Halloween. We can talk about the paranormal anytime. I find it fascinating. So
perfect. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. That's Taylor Nicole, our favorite goth consonite. Check her out. Your socials. You want to give a plug where people can follow you?
Yeah, actually. So on TikTok, I am Gothsconson. And then on Twitter, I'm Gothsconson as well. But on Instagram, I'm Corn Salsa. And corn is spelled with a K, like new metal band.
That's a departure.
So it's a little different.
We got to go look for Gothsconson. I would start there. And you'll get the rest later. Terry Barr coming up next on the Barr Band.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Celebrities continue to show their support for Vice President Kamala Harris. In Houston Friday night, it was Beyonce.
I'm not here as a politician. I'm here as a mother. Deeply about the world my children and all of our children live in.
Former President Donald Trump was also in Texas at a rally in Austin. He called former Chief of Staff John Kelly a whack job after Kelly told the New York Times that he thinks Trump wants to govern like a dictator. Today, Trump will be in Michigan and in Pennsylvania, while Vice President Harris also will be in Michigan. She'll be joined by former First Lady Michelle Obama. The Iranian military says two soldiers were killed in Israel's overnight strikes on Iran in retaliation for the ballistic missile barrage. And Freddie Freeman's grand slam gave the Dodgers a Game 1 World Series win over the Yankees. This is ABC News.
local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Badgers football tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers host the number 3-ranked Penn State Nittany Lions at Camp Randall Stadium. The Badgers hope their improved play on their defensive line can slow down Penn State's offense. NFL, the Packers head to Jacksonville to play the Jaguars. Kickoff set for noon tomorrow. Green Bay with a record of 5-2. Jacksonville just 2-5. NBA, the Bucks with a disappointing 133-122 loss to the Bulls in their season opener in Milwaukee. Chicago able to score on 21 three-point shots. Damian Lillard.
You know, we closed short too many times in that first half. They saw, you know, 1, 2, 3 go in, and then, you know, they just started feeling good about it. And then at that point, you know, we started scrambling. You know, the shots just kept going in.
Giannis led Milwaukee with 38 points, but it wasn't enough to keep up in the second half.
They were making shots. They were driving. They were going right. They took advantage of that, so that's why they were able to have 39 points in the third quarter.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today will have a high around 55 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 35. Sunny and breezy for Sunday with a high near 60. On Monday, nice fall day, partly sunny, 66. Warmer Tuesday, showers, highs around 77.
It's 39 at our studios.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We're examining Deceive, Disrupt, Deny, a new report which games out a likely election subversion plan by partisan extremists. With an effort already underway to spread baseless claims of widespread non-citizen voting, extremists may again be motivated to confront voters and election workers. Legal and physical protections for voters and election workers have been strengthened since 2020, as have consequences for harassment and intimidation. But experts from election watchdog Protect Democracy think surveillance of ballot drop boxes and voter and election worker intimidation by election denier groups may continue to be a factor. Voters can also expect to see more partisan poll watchers looking for opportunities to object to a voter's eligibility or obstruct election procedures. Some of that obstruction may happen in the courts. Protect Democracy reports that state parties and the Republican National Committee have over 100 pending lawsuits over election procedures, including challenges to mail-in voting, voter registration purges, and hand counting of ballots. Almost all states are better prepared for the potential of threats, intimidation, or violence, and most states have increased transparency to tamp down conspiracy theories. But what happens when the candidate baselessly denies he lost? More on that part of the subversion plan in our next report. We've linked to Protect Democracy's report, Safeguards and Remedies, at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we start our What Makes Wisconsin Great tour with Tracy Olson of the Lincoln Project and Reed Galen of the Union. Get on the road with us next time.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is our favorite time of the week here at Nightlight. As always, it is my pleasure to welcome from Max Inc. Radio, the award-winning journalist that we get to talk to every Friday night, Terry Barr joins us. Hey, Terry.
Hello, Pete. Hello, Conrad. Hello, everyone. How are you?
We are doing well. Everybody here is doing just great, and we are
excellent.
Putting a bow on Freaky Friday for the season, and we'll bring it back next year if we're lucky enough to be here. And but for right now, we are switching back into our the one constant in our life, which is Bar Band Friday. So it's great to have you here.
Well, I can carry on your Freaky Friday for you a little bit with this first band.
Really?
The Earthlings.
Yeah,
and
great name.
Why I want to showcase them, first of all, they are just freaky good.
Yeah.
But they also always host a Halloween show at the High Noon Saloon in Madison every year. It's typically, so this year Halloween is Tuesday, so they typically do it the weekend prior if it doesn't fall on the weekend.
Okay.
And this year it's all like tribute bands, but they kind of try to dress the part too. So the Earthlings will be, a tribute to Radiohead.
Oh, cool.
And they say this was a lot harder than they thought it was going to be.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. And last year they went as the Strokes and did a whole set from the Strokes. And they host the show. So they play about third into the lineup, but they have about 6-7 bands every year do this show. How fun.
That is really fun. So you'll be there?
We are the sponsors. Maxic Radio is a sponsor along with a couple of other folks. And I got to meet the Earthlings for the very first time at the Madison Area Music Association awards show last Sunday night. They were the closing band for our show, and after seeing them, I totally get it. They're described as alternative, electronic, sonic, punk, and rock.
Wow.
That covers everything.
Yeah, it does. If I could just go off on a small tangent here, Terry.
Do it.
How did that ceremony go for you personally?
Why? It's fun. It's really fun. Okay, so the funny thing is, someone was supposed to host it. Rocker Jimmy Kay and I, we're all the hosts of Max Inc. Radio on Saturday nights. We plan to go just because, you know, it's great to be there to support our local musicians. We ended up hosting the whole show.
Oh, wow.
And we weren't expecting that. It was great. The people that organized the show, it's the first one in person since 2019. So everybody was fired up to be there and to hear some great music live. And the whole night just ended up being a terrific night.
That's great, but you're kind of deflecting. You sort of came away with some hardware, and I'm trying to get you to talk about that a little.
You stinker. Yeah, I was so shocked and so honored. I won the local radio music personality of the year.
That is incredible.
Yeah, it really is. I thought I was going to cry because I was so surprised. I did win it once before, and as it turns out, I am the only person to ever win it while working at one radio station for the first time and then a different radio station now for this most recent award, and of course, that's Civic Media.
That is, I'm blown away. That's really impressive. Congratulations. I see how hard you work here at Civic Media, and just, it's well-deserved, and I'm not surprised, but it's still an incredible feat. So congratulations.
And
very
well, and I thought it would be fun to talk about the MAMA Awards because, you know, sometimes these bands, even if they win, they get overlooked, or even if they play, we don't talk about them again. But this leads us into the Wisconsin Area Music Industry Association Awards, which will be coming up in spring. So they kind of springboard off of each other in just holding up all these great musicians from Wisconsin.
Well, and you won an award at that one. You know, do you have to win everything, Terry? That's what I'm trying to say here. Can you save something? Give us your table scraps, if you would, please.
Oh,
no.
We need a comedy something of the year person.
That's great. Only if I win, though. I would hate to have a comedy thing and then I wouldn't win and I'm like the only comedy person on the air. I shouldn't say that.
Gosh.
We've got a lot of funny people here in Wisconsin, but that would be an interesting category. All right, so let's stick to music tonight because that's what you know, and you've got the hardware to prove it. All right, so the Earthlings, what are we going to hear from the Earthlings?
We have a song from the Earthlings. Let's see. I wrote it down somewhere here.
I have it.
Okay, tell me what's
Sticky
the song?
Sticky Heart. Great name.
Yes. And this is the song they played, and that's why I picked this song. And then, of course, I can't remember it. It's Friday. It's been a long week.
That's okay. Yeah, you, big week for you. That's
They ended part of their set at the MAMA Award show. They played part of this song, and I was just really digging it. So I thought, I got to look this song up. They did a medley, basically, of all their favorite songs, which was so fun.
Nice.
But hopefully you'll dig this.
Okay. All right. Let's hear. This is the Earthlings and Sticky Heart. Terry, do you know how I know I really like a song?
You're bouncing around in your chair.
At first. But it's okay. It's the Peach Schwabba two-point test. First, I'm tapping my song like I would do to almost any music. And then if I like the song, I'm tapping and I'm bopping my head a little bit. And then I realize I love the song and I'm completely still and I'm just listening and I'm trying to hear words and I want to hear what they're saying and what they're playing. That's a really great song.
Isn't it fun?
I love that song, yes. Sticky Heart by the Earthlings. Fantastic.
Yes. Now, I want to tell you, if you want to see them, they play a lot. Earthlingsband.com. And they don't do all regular shows either. You know, like they're doing this Halloween show. When they played the MAMA show in Madison, they're jumping all over and they're wearing fun clothes and just crazy. another recent show they did at the Boulders Gym while people were crawling up the wall on the boulders.
That is fantastic.
I think I would get distracted and fall off the wall.
Yeah,
that would be
totally.
My
oh, that's great. Well, good. That must have been a fun show. And what a great way. You said they closed it out. What a fun way to close a really fun night, especially for you. And we have a texter here. You might know this guy. Your colleagues looking out for you. But it says, happy Friday. Be sure to congratulate Terry for winning local music radio personality from the Mamas, Madison Area Music Association. Love the other Jimmy K.
That's so funny.
That is great.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Jimmy K.
Yeah. You guys do such a great job at Max Inc. What else do you have for us tonight? I know you have, I love this pattern we've developed where you're bringing two songs. So tell us about Cliff Gamble and the Rolling Dice.
Well, and this is a band that is filled with seasoned musicians. But because of that, they don't play out as much as they used to.
Okay.
And I know that this is something that Blythe Gamble, the lead singer, has been up for multiple times. The female vocalist of the year, she won it on this past Sunday night.
Nice.
And it was just a joy because she had just performed with her band. And honestly, I haven't seen them perform together in several years. And then when the announcement came that she was the vocalist of the year, she just ran up and was hugging everybody. And it was just so joyful because this music is absolutely opposite of what we just heard.
Okay. How should we do this? Because we've got a five. Conrad, what do you think? Should we play it into the break or play it when we get back? Then we're cutting it close too. So what do you think?
We should, we should play it in the next
segment. Okay. Yeah. We can do that. All right. So, Terry, you guys are taking a Saturday off tomorrow. Or no, Live in the Lair. I'm sorry. You're still doing your show.
No Live in the Lair. Okay. And Jimmy K and one of his former co-hosts from years ago when they first started Max Inc. Radio as more of a digital format, I believe he's going to be back to host the show with Jimmy K.
Oh, so, nice.
Why not swap it up now and then, right?
Absolutely. It's such a great show. If you check out Max Inc. Radio, folks, every Saturday here from 6 to midnight. And we've got Terry Barr here with us. We're going to play the second song after a break. And right now, I think I'll just read some texts, if that's okay with you, Terry. I'm kind of behind.
You do whatever you'd like.
We packed our show so tight tonight because it's our last Freaky Friday, so we didn't have our text reading abilities tonight. But Anna from the 608 says, Pete, if Terry Barr doesn't mention it, ask her about the Mama Award she won last weekend. Everybody is looking out for you, Terry. That's so cool.
Oh, my God.
How about that?
Thank you. I can't believe it.
Major love. From the 818, Bridget says, NCIS, love it, spinoff of JAG. And I recently saw an ad for a prequel to NCIS when Gibbs was a young guy. Yeah, they are doing those to death. Thank you, Bridget. There's so many NCISs, I can't even keep up with them. From the 608, 608 says, The Simpsons. That's right. That was a spinoff from the Tracy Ullman show. 608 also says, Better Call Saul, of course, from Breaking Bad. The sequel that I actually like better than Breaking Bad. Don't tell anyone, Terry. Anna says, we read that one. Where are we at here? Oh, King of Queens. Carrie from Tosa says, really like King of Queens, a spinoff from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah.
It was?
I didn't know that, but that makes sense now.
I didn't either. I love it.
I love it, too. That's great. Sherry says, of course, good evening, Pete and Conrad and spooky friends. All right. It's Bar Band Friday Night. Terry Barr is here. When we come back, we're going to hear Blythe Gamble and the Rolling Dice and their song I Feel So Much Better with the award-winning Terry Barr. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City State
Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Time to check out original music with Barb Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Peach Waba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
She is a special guest, and she is with us every Friday at 7:35, bringing us fantastic music and just really fun chat. Terry Barr is here. Congrats again to Terry on winning the radio music. What is it, Terry? The Radio Music Personality of the Year. Did I get that right?
Yeah, basically that's what it says.
So great. So great. All right. So here's the second song Terry brought with her tonight. Blythe Gamble and the Rolling Dice, and the song is called I Feel So Much Better. Should we just jump right into it, Terry, and then see if we have time to discuss?
Let me tell you quick how Blythe describes it. A lonely gal with a snake for a man friend.
Oh, dear.
Okay, now listen for that in the
song.
That
sounds like trouble. Okay, let's go, Conrad.
I'm
think of a better way to go out into the weekend. What a fun song. I love the blues so much. She's got a great voice. Too.
Well, and there she is, the female vocalist of the year for the Madison area. Fabulous Blythe Gamble.
Totally see that. That is really great. Terry, give us the information one more time for the Halloween concert you guys are sponsoring.
That Halloween concert is going to be at the High Noon Saloon. There's quite a few bands. Starts at 7 o'clock, and this is one of those where they come in and play a tribute, do the whole dress-up thing, of course. And you could actually get it off the Earthlings website, earthlingsband.com. Mm-hmm. If you like Blythe, check out her website too, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E, Gamble, music.com. Blythe
so
doesn't
great.
Play as often as she used to, but I sure hope she will get back out there again.
Well, we are very happy that you've once again shared great music with us. Terry, thank you so much. Congratulations again on your award. And already I'm looking forward
and
to next
everybody.
Friday.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend.
You too. Happy Halloween. All right. That's Terry Barr. Barr Band Friday Night, another one in the books. Great tunes. Join me Monday, folks. Ian Teal from the Waiwega Film Festival will be here, and Deirdre and Stephen Sari talking about the 125th anniversary gala of the Brown County Historical Society. Thank you to our favorite goth cod tonight, Taylor Nicole and Frank Anderson and Terry Barr and all your texts. Have a great weekend, everybody. Good night, Wisconsin.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, President Biden apologizes for the atrocities of the Indian boarding schools. Also, why won't the LA Times or the Washington Post endorse this election cycle? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Celebrities continue to show their support for Vice President Kamala Harris. In Houston Friday night, it was Beyonce.
I'm not here as a politician. I'm here as a mother. A mother who cares deeply about the world my children and all of our children live in.
Former President Donald Trump was also in Texas at a rally in Austin. He called former Chief of Staff John Kelly a whack job after Kelly told the New York Times that he thinks Trump wants to govern like a dictator. Today, Trump will be in Michigan and in Pennsylvania, while Vice President Harris also will be in Michigan. She'll be joined by former First Lady Michelle Obama. The Iranian military says two soldiers were killed in Israel's overnight strikes on Iran in retaliation for the ballistic missile barrage. And Freddie Freeman's grand slam gave the Dodgers a Game 1 World Series win over the Yankees. This is ABC News. Delta Airlines filed a lawsuit against the computer company at fault for the network outage over the summer.
When CrowdStrike put out a faulty update, Windows machines around the world became inoperable. Delta Airlines was hit especially hard with its systems going down and canceled flights around the world. Now Delta is suing CrowdStrike for that computer outage, saying it was due to grossly negligent acts and that CrowdStrike took shortcuts. Delta estimates it lost over $500 million as a result of the outage. Alex Stone, EBC News.
In a Friday night statement, CrowdStrike said Delta's claims are based on disproven misinformation and demonstrate a lack of how modern cybersecurity works. One of the musicians most responsible for the sound of the legendary Grateful Dead has died. Phil Lesh, a founding member of the Dead who played the bass, died Friday. He was 84. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide. And it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wear a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Mino and the Mayor.
The man, A.J. Dillon.
I love what you're doing with this Dillon Family Foundation.
It started around things that are important to us, so food and families. Us having a one-year-old son, and it's meant to empower families within the community and also combat hunger and food insecurity. We're really, really trying to do a lot for the community.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out, and for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media.